And this time on Culture File, the forgotten political power of circus, and in particular one part of the circus, that stuff that happens up there in the rigging. Aerialist Emily even creates theatre shows from her soaring skills, blending choreography, performance art and circus into a theatrical language that's all her own. Culture File's Louis Scully went to visit Even's Aerial Centre in Cabra, Dublin.
My name is Emily Even, and I'm an aerialist, visual artist, designer. It's kind of hard to say exactly what I am, but my, I suppose, expertise lies in aerial dance and experimental circus in Ireland. Aerial dance comes from circus arts. Most people think of the flying trapeze, the swinging trapeze, that kind of thing. But it has evolved to be more like a dance. So there's the aerial hoop, the aerial silks, aerial rope, and then you have lots of custom designed apparatus that people dance with as well. So it involves rigging from the ceiling, usually, and flying in the air, basically. So Creation Aerial is a small aerial space in Cabra West. I've been teaching aerial here. We run recreational classes, and then more full-time, it's an artist resource space. So we have a number of professional aerialists and other physical artists who work here daily. And it's like a collective, I suppose. The last 2 years was very much focused on more artistic work. And then next year, we're going to really be developing the educational facilities and the artist resource facilities here. When you enter this building, it's extremely obscure. You're like, am I in the right place? There's like a lot of mechanical things happening, and it's a little weird looking. And then you come in here, and it's like, very feminine, strange little warehouse space that we've made quite cozy. But when you look up, you can see like Keith 04 scribbled on the ceiling. But actually the rest of the room is extremely pretty. It has like some big trees and branches, colorful material. It has a wooden ladder that we used in another show that's extremely beautiful and gets a lot of compliments. And the man who made that ladder brought it in and was like, I made this morning. And we were like, wow. That's amazing. We have a lot of mood lighting. There's a giant unicorn teddy. There's a big curtain wall full of fabric. 4 rigging points up at the moment. There's some trapeze paged away to the side as well. In terms of training, it's an extremely physical discipline. It's one of the things that attracted me to it. It has a mixture between physicality and intelligence and creativity, because it's very logical work as well as physical work, and obviously there's the creative performative element and musical elements to it as well. There's something about the tactile nature of aerial that I just love, and I think that that extends into the work that I'm making as well. It's very tactile, it's very, you know, the detail of the physical, both the body and the material, is really, really attractive to me. The aerial fabric that we use is industrial length underwear fabric. So like, I'm really interested in the anthropological nature of the objects that we use. So we have rope, we have steel. Those two things in themselves are extremely interesting materials. Like the history of those things in relation even to the evolution of circus is so fascinating. So I kind of arrived at thinking about aerial as this thing that was intrinsically linked to industrial technology. So you have circus springing up alongside kind of industrial revolution. So the circus has happened as a result of needing to create entertainment for the workers. It was an entrepreneurial act to like establish rigging in a space. You usually need an engineer to come in. We do calculations to make sure whatever movements we're doing, whatever amount of bodies are on the point correspond with that. So there is definitely this engineering aspect to what we do. And I think that feeds back into the industrial technology question. In terms of health and safety, I think the major issue is the insurance crisis that's actually affecting many, many people. So aerial is kind of at the bottom of the barrel in terms of who that's affecting, because it's such a small scene. But unfortunately, it is an example of how disabling, when services aren't, you know, functioning properly as they should, it really stops people innovating and doing things of their own accord, which is really where culture comes from. Insurance has been a major issue. It's been a big inhibitor. But in terms of health and safety, like we, you know, we have procedures to go through everything. We work with professionals. There's a, like a very rigorous approach to safety. Aerial dance is the dance of industrial technology. It's the kind of logical conclusion of industrial technology in terms of an artistic residue or extraction. I've been really imagining using aerial dance as a way to explore what the dance of biotechnology would be. So I've sort of arrived at this point where I'm using my aerial practice as a speculative art form.
And maybe even just chest reinforcement coming off the floor and then coming out again.
Fairy Gold is the first part of a twin production project on civilization and nature. So Sorry Gold is kind of the civilization part of that. So it's taking this idea that aerial dance is the dance of industrial technology and imagining a biological or a biotechnological art form, a biotechnological dance. Mother of Pearl is more about landscape and more about, I suppose, the body as a landscape as well. And thinking about circus, the circus discipline of hand balance in particular as a geological form.
The dancing happening in that first part.
I don't want to be polemic in my work. I feel like a lot of the artwork, what I'm observing is a push towards politicizing work and a polemic within work. And I'm trying to process my own thinking around the environment, around this moment in time. But I feel like I'm trying my best to use the work to understand that a little better without making any declarations.
Emily Even there talking to Louis Scully, and her show Mother of Pearl is at Project Arts Centre Dublin from the 6th to the 9th of November.